genesis of Conway.
The future of luxury today.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Hour number three of the Zone is live now. We don't have Justin Akrey today. He is enjoying a much-deserved vacation. I'm Trey Reed, Coach Kevin Kelly to my right. My buddy Mark Hedrick from the Wild Side here on 103.7 The Buzz. Also in studio with us, we got our buddy Corey West talking about arm wrestling. It's been a lot of fun.
Trey, can you tell them which weight I've lost?
Yeah, you look very svelte over there next to Corey.
Find the biggest guy on the beach and lay down next to him. That's
very svelte you are, Mark. Very, very thin you look. Let's go ahead and knock out our entertainment report and play a little bit of birthday trivia. Ready to
Today's
do?
Entertainment report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
All right. Classes were canceled in an Illinois school after the school resource officer left his gun in the bathroom. Classes were canceled Tuesday at Forest View Educational Center in Arlington Heights after the school resource officer lost his gun while using the bathroom on Monday afternoon. He removed the firearm from his holster but discovered it missing after students were dismissed. Police conducted extensive searches using canine units but couldn't locate the weapon. Police Chief Nicholas Pecora Jr. called the incident, quote, unfortunate and embarrassing, promising a comprehensive review. Surveillance footage showed limited people entered the restroom, but authorities haven't recovered the firearm. Hence the reason classes were canceled.
So they never recovered it?
I haven't seen an updated report, but they had not.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe the students got out of school the rest of the week until they got
a free police Glock.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is one. You know, Hedrick, you're gonna give me a hard time over this one because it's the kind of crazy thing I would bring on the Wild Side.
Oh, yeah.
The headline reads, man pulls car 131 feet with his, quote, manhood while on fire to raise prostate cancer awareness.
Now, hold it. Was he on fire or the car on fire?
He was on fire.
Oh, was he dead? God. And tied to it? I mean,
John Stevenson, a 50-year-old strong man from Halifax, West Yorkshire, pulled a 2-ton French police car 131 feet using, again, his manhood while set ablaze on April 30th. He's a former martial arts expert and bare-knuckle fighter. You might be wondering how you accomplish such a feat. Apparently, you attach a tow rope to said manhood to haul the Renault Clio RS down a residential street. Stevenson combined two previous stunts, pulling cars and also setting himself on fire to create what he believes is a world first. Kevin, you think so?
I don't know them getting stronger because you're really strong. And that picture I showed you, I was really strong then. That didn't make that thing stronger. I mean, it didn't make it where I could tow a car with it.
Well, Stevenson said, I won't lie, it did hurt quite a bit, but added everything was still intact. He's now a painter and decorator, and he wanted to raise awareness. I know, that's like that buried the lead, right?
Here you go.
Raise awareness for prostate cancer, which affects 1 in 6 men during their lifetimes, and the most common cancer in men, excluding skin cancer, and the second leading cause of male cancer deaths. Look, I have, without releasing too much information here, I've had a couple of procedures in that area. Still haven't had anything tied around the junk, man.
Could we say he has a real strong belief in helping out that kind of cancer? Raising awareness. I mean,
a stronger commitment than anybody in the history of man.
That's almost commit. You know, they say like what the egg, the chicken's committed, the egg's all in or something. You know, but that's all in on that.
All in.
There's a chance he needs to be committed.
Yeah. Maybe so. Yeah.
Strong chance.
Good call, Mark.
This is less entertainment report and more what the hell.
But that's the kind of thing that really
I miss those because really I was a Wednesday guy and got those. I don't get those anymore.
Oh, the music industry is facing blue dot fever as concert tours canceled due to poor sales. And this is really a sort of entertainment report fodder right here. Major musical acts including Post Malone, Meghan Trainor, Demi Lovato, and the Pussycat Dolls have canceled or delayed tours reportedly due to blue dot fever. What is blue dot fever, you might ask? That is fan slang for the widespread unsold seats shown as blue dots on the Ticketmaster venue maps. Artists publicly cite reasons like work-life balance or scheduling conflicts, but it turns out that may be a bunch of BS because reports reveal half-empty or worse seating charts behind the cancellations. Problem likely stems from sharply higher costs and an oversaturated touring market. One analysis found average ticket prices jumped from approximately $82 in 2020 to nearly $120 in 2025, and this year's average is roughly $144 for a concert ticket.
I'm going to see Post Malone in July in Fayetteville. I hope he doesn't cancel.
I think
Post Malone Jelly Roll.
I don't think you'll have too much blue dot fever at the Amp, right?
I think so.
That'd be fun.
No, it's in Razorback Stadium.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there could be some blue. That's a lot of seats.
There could be some blue dots there.
There's some blue dots in that one. I hope they don't cancel.
Also, from the world of Hollywood, personal belongings from Matthew Perry's estate are being auctioned to benefit his nonprofit foundation and addiction recovery initiatives. Heritage Auctions announced Tuesday that net proceeds will support the Matthew Perry Foundation's mission to eliminate addiction stigma and expand treatment access. The collection includes 26 Friend scripts featuring episodes like the one with Ross's tan and the series finale, The Last One, plus two scripts signed by the entire cast, donated by Warner Brothers. Other items feature Perry's 1995 Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Ensemble Performance, artwork by Banksy, and a replica of Monica's iconic yellow peephole frame on the door of the apartment. So we're getting close. I got one more here, Todd.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Go ahead, yeah.
I was reading about that, too. Guess what the royalties each of those six people on Friends we're getting per year.
I have no idea.
They don't even do it anymore. Just from themselves.
Just what they're still getting in residuals?
Yeah, what they're still getting in residuals. $20.2 million a year each.
Oh!
$20.2 million a year each. And they hadn't touched it in forever. I say that they did have that little Netflix show where they all got together and like had a good time.
Right,
a couple years ago, but that's it.
Unreal.
Is that not crazy?
They were making like close to $1 million an episode.
They did. The
end,
story, I read the whole story behind it. It's very fascinating. It's worth reading.
Cool story. All right, hey, we're going to play birthday trivia shortly. So callers, I think we're going to have room for four. So callers, 501-661-1037. Get in now.
Four is the number of tickets you'll win to the Pulaski County Fair if you win.
Thank you, Todd. Four tickets to the Pulaski County Fair. I've actually been to that, and it's quite a bit of fun on the north side of the river over there.
Is it like a normal fair with rides and stuff?
Yeah, it's like a carnival. Yeah.
It's not fair season.
I know.
That makes it better.
They've been doing it for a few years now, and it's a fun event.
I think they're trying to fill the void that Riverfest used to, Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
I just got a text from a buddy of mine that said one of the best arm wrestlers in the state was a guy named John Blaine.
He's the quarterback?
Quarterback up at Arkansas.
Wow.
He's now an assistant coach at Catholic. He said nobody could beat him.
That's crazy. So,
but, you know, that's pretty interesting.
I see a guy that can beat him, I think.
Yeah. How good is Sumrall? He's still pretty dead gum.
He's decent. Yeah, he's a good state-level guy. That's the thing people don't understand. Yeah. It's like anything else. Yeah, levels. Like, there's quite a few levels above me.
We need some more folks to play birthday trivia, so call us at 501-661-1037. My last entertainment report item of today, Stefan Diggs found not guilty of assaulting his personal chef. A Massachusetts jury on Tuesday acquitted former New England Patriot wide receiver of charges that he assaulted his personal live-in chef. Diggs has been accused of slapping and choking Jamila Adams on December 2nd at his home in Dedham. The jury cleared him of one felony charge of strangulation and a misdemeanor charge of assault and battery. Diggs' attorney, Michael Schuster, said after the verdict that no assault ever occurred. He said, quote, "Domestic violence is a very, very serious issue in this country, and it's disconcerting when people use it as a sword and manufacture claims in an attempt to extract money." I believe the jury saw through that today. So, an acquittal for Stephon Diggs, and that is your entertainment report for May 7th.
Dude does not have a good reputation amongst players in the NFL.
I wonder, you know, yeah. Given that, I was wondering, like, you know, if they brought in any character,
they didn't bring any character witnesses.
That's what I'm saying.
He better hope he had some video.
As a person, the last person I'd want to make mad is my personal chef.
Right.
This
ought to be good.
I've been working on this for a month now. This could be the best recipe. Eat this.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What happened to Stephon Diggs? I don't know. He had a good meal. That was it.
We need one more player for birthday trivia at 501-661-1037. If you want to go to the Pulaski County Fair, not this weekend, but next weekend, we've got your chance for a four-pack right now. 501-661-1037.
All right, one more caller. Come on, guys. We need you.
You know what I'd compete with if I wanted to? I'd compete with valet parking at the fair, where you could just drive right to the front. Somebody valet parks you, because that's the worst part of the fair, right?
Yeah.
Everybody loves a fair, but you got to go find a spot 5 miles away and do all that.
You got to walk up through one of the cow barns.
I wonder if I could start a valet parking service at fairs.
That may not be a bad gig.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, I think we got our fourth caller in here.
We'll go ahead and...
Trey's like, okay, that's enough of that silliness.
It's all silliness, Kevin.
That's true.
We'll hit this right here and get started.
Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewskies Pub and Grub. Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
All right, Drew will be playing with Mark today. We've got Chris, you'll be on Corey's team. Roy will be with Coach Kelly. And Nick will be with Todd. This is my first time ever doing birthday trivia. So, Coach, make sure I don't pencil whip you over here, okay?
I'll take a pencil whipping for me, but we got Todd's pretty good. I'm just going to be honest.
Here's the bad news is that my first day to host birthday trivia may be the worst birthday day in the history of the zone.
I don't know. There have been some bad ones.
I'm sure. Up here every Wednesday. There's some tough.
Corey just went, what's birthday trivia?
Okay, right. Corey. All right, Corey. All right. To explain, Corey, you've not played this before. So we will take a celebrity from the world of sports or entertainment, perhaps, and I will give you some clues. I won't say the person's name. And whoever get you just shout it out. You don't have to ring a buzzer or say your name or anything. Like, whoever guesses the celebrity correctly gets a point for that. And then we guess how old they are today. And so the closest, if you guess it exactly right, that's a bingo bango.
If you're just the closest, then you get one point.
And then you're playing.
Since you're not sitting in that seat and Todd is, if it's a musical artist, are you just going to sing?
No.
I was wondering, because if Todd plays it, he can see who the artist is.
That's the thing. That's why we're doing it this way, so that I don't see it and that everything's on the up and up.
So is there a musical artist today? Where we would have a musical cue. That's the best chance I've got.
Is
he playing a musical cue?
No.
No audio clues.
No audio clues.
I would like some singing.
I might. Okay.
Right.
I might.
Get the right beer in him.
Peer pressure.
All right. This person is a former professional football quarterback who played in the National Football League. Of course he did. Played his college ball at Utah. Earned first team All-American honors.
Alex Smith.
Yes, sir. Oh, you are correct, Todd.
That's good, Todd.
Former Chief. That's why I know.
I didn't even get to that. Yeah, former San Francisco 49er and Kansas City Chief. How old, Todd, we'll let you start since you got it right. How old is Alex Smith today?
And speaking of injuries, his leg injury, if you've not seen it, was gruesome.
Yeah, brutal.
Alex Smith, the ESPN NFL analyst, is 42.
Bingo bango. Wow.
I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, there you go.
Off to a good start. Well played. Sorry, guys.
Told you Todd was good.
Yeah, he's good.
He did say that. I got to get over here and do this. And make
there
sure
you go.
That was a good birthday, by the way, so far. Go ahead.
That was, the rest of them are not.
Okay.
All right. This actress and singer was born in Ohio and moved to Southern California as a teenager, where she later used forged identity documents to enter the adult film and magazine industry. She made numerous appearances in pornographic films before authorities discovered her true age, which resulted in numerous criminal prosecutions and the removal of her films from rental stores in the 1980s. She later moved into the realm of actual mainstream film and appeared in numerous films and TV shows, including films such as Blade and Crybaby, and television shows such as Roseanne and Melrose Place. Hedrick knows the answer. It's probably,
I looked them all up. I looked them all up before he came in today.
Way to recuse yourself Mark.
Probably the most famous porn actress name ever. She took her, it's her stage name, and
Tracy Lord.
You are correct, sir.
Todd, secret fan.
Nobody wanted to say that one
fan.
Because it might, like, you know.
No one wanted to say it, but I'll tell you what, there is no shame in this game.
Todd, I am proud of you.
I had no idea that you couldn't Google whose birthdays it was. I've got quite a few.
It's kind of nice.
So I have to recuse
myself. Hey, Drew, you're screwed, by the way, if Mark is recusing.
I can guess ages. So.
All right. How old is... Let's start with, are you really recused? I mean, like, what are you talking?
I have no idea how old she'd be.
Well, guess.
That's half the fun of the game, so
68.
Guess.
How old?
68.
No, she is not. Corey, how old is Tracy Lords?
57.
Not. Kevin?
Well, you said she was underage. 54.
She is not.
I'll go 50.
She is not. Corey's closest. She is 58 years old today.
Corey on the board.
Way to go. Corey is now on the board. All
secret
right.
Secret fan.
He said something about what movies did he say? What TV show?
Roseanne and Melrose Place and Crybaby, which was a John Waters film.
I can't either.
Moving on. This man was born on this date right here in Little Rock, Arkansas. He's a graduate of Hall High School.
Jerry Jones.
NFL football player, defensive end and linebacker for 13 years. He spent the majority of his career with the San Diego Chargers before finishing with the St. Louis
Billy
Rams.
Billy Ray Smith. Now he's from Texas.
And the Kansas City Chiefs. He was a 3-time All-Pro, six-time selection to the...
defensive end?
You said Pro Bowl.
He
was defensive end and linebacker, yeah.
Derek Thomas? No, he went to
Alabama. Played his college ball at Oklahoma State. Eighth overall pick in the 1986 NFL draft.
I'm frustrated at this.
NFL defensive rookie of the year.
I
suffered a major knee injury at the end of his first season. Returned within 2 years and finished his career as the Chargers' all-time leader in sacks.
No.
Inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2020.
I'm so frustrated because I'm an NFL trivia guy.
Will be awarded for this. Little Rock's very own Leslie O'Neal.
I couldn't think of his name. He played
Nose Guard. It was right there, but I couldn't.
Are we doing ages?
We're going to guess age. Kevin, why don't you start it off? How old is Leslie O'Neal today?
60.
Not quite. Corey? All right, let's go this way. Todd, how old is Leslie O'Neal?
Leslie O'Neal would be 63.
Nope. Mark? Or
54.
Nope. Corey?
61.
58, I bet.
Bingo, bango, 61. Corey picks up 2 points. He's making
he's
a run.
He's catching Todd, Mark.
Making a run at Todd
can
here.
Todd and I add our scores? Hey, Mark and I add our scores later.
We have a tie if you're going to arm wrestle.
arm wrestling in a tie situation. I like Corey's chances.
The show must go on. I'll rip a bicep tendon. I don't care.
All right, I don't think anybody's going to guess this name either unless we have any deadheads in the group.
Grateful Dead.
Close. Born in Palo Alto, California, this man is a founding member of the Grateful Dead. And
Jerry Garcia.
Bob Weir.
Played drums with the band. Y'all are all over it with the band. Played drums, though. That's going to narrow it down to two. He is not Mickey Hart. He's the other Grateful Dead drummer. He has continued to perform with former members of the Dead in various lineups.
Good thing you're not asking that down the hall in the Point Studio because they know it right off the bat.
Yeah, I know. Well, nobody's going to get this one until I'll get it. Bill Kreutzmann. Bill Kreutzmann's birthday is today.
71.
Mark says 71. Nope. Corey.
78.
Nope.
80.
Bingo bango.
I'm on the board. Jacked about it.
Kevin is on the board. That is our last one, though. Oh. And so Todd ekes out the victory by 1 point, despite the late run by Corey.
I didn't know it was the last one.
I'm sorry, Coach.
Yeah. That makes Nick our winner of the four-pack for the Pulaski County Fair.
All right. Yeah, Nick, hang on, and Moose is going to get some information from you and tell you how to get those tickets. Hey, let's... Todd, you want to hit a break here before we talk to Zach Gillum?
Yeah, that way we can also allow Corey, our guest,
yeah,
here to...
Yeah, Corey, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with us today, Corey. Playing a little birthday trivia and telling us all about EVW 24 happening high noon. It starts June 6th, State House Convention Center. Corey, thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate you coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Zach Gillum on the backside, as well as a little bit more discussion in the sports world and what's on tap. Stick around.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
After Wednesday's game was rained out, the Arkansas Travelers will resume their series against the Tulsa Drillers tonight. Right-hander Ryan Hawks takes the mound for the Travelers. He's 2-2 so far this season with a 3.24 ERA. He'll be opposed by righty Patrick Copen, who's 3-0 on the young season with an 0.96 ERA. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. Stephen Davis will have the Visit Hot Springs pregame show starting at 6:20 on 106.7 Buzz 2. Sticking with the Texas League, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals scored 4 total runs in the first two innings against the Frisco Rough Riders yesterday, then scored 5 more in the fifth to pull away for a 9-2 victory in Frisco, Texas. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
It's Justin Akery for FanDuel. FanDuel and Oaklawn Sports have teamed up to give you big payouts. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $150 in bonus bets just for getting started. FanDuel making it easier to get closer to the action, from player props on your favorite stars to all of the tools you need to back them up. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Arkansas. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel is an official partner of the NBA, so regardless of whether you're rooting for the Thunder or the Spurs or anyone else in the league, FanDuel's got you covered. You must be 21 and up and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Danny, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Howie. What'd you bring me?
I,
I didn't bring you anything because you're not my mom.
Well, that's true, but what could someone get me at Robert Irwin Jewelers for Mother's Day?
Ooh, you know what's really cool? We got the one carat. It's from our crown collection. It will make mom feel like a queen. It's a diamond necklace, and it's only $1,899 while supplies last. Spend $1,499 or more, and you're going to get a free pair of 3-stone diamond earrings absolutely free. See a store for complete details. 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. Love you, Mom.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Roseville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
When work needs doing or the trail calls, you need a machine that's ready for both. Honda's line of Pioneer side-by-side. Choose the compact 520, the powerful 700 series, or go big with the 1000 line. Built for 3, 5, or 6. Visit Honda of Russellville or HondaofRussellville.com today and find your perfect Honda Pioneer side-by-side. For your safety, read the owner's manual or wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear a seatbelt and close the side nets and doors when operated. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
It's Justin Acre for Guatney Chevrolet. My friends in Jacksonville are standing by and ready to serve you. Same thing they've been doing since 1957. If you were looking for a car dealership that will take great care of you, give you great deals, handle your trade-in, and give you a great dollar amount for that, there's one place to go. Head north from the capital city, get off the James Street exit, and you are in business with my friends at Guatney Chevrolet. This will be a business deal indeed, but they will treat you like family. That's why they've been such a great dealership for so long, and that's why people come back again and again. You can call them at 501-982-2102. You can see their inventory, all of it online at GuatneyChevrolet.com. So if you want to peruse what they have to offer before you head out there to make the buying process a little more efficient, by golly, do it. But you're going to have a great experience. You're going to want to hang out there all day because you're going to get great service during the sale and after the sale. It's a family-friendly, helpful, no-pressure environment. They want you to come in, feel great about the experience, and drive off with a great car and a great experience. Guatney Chevrolet is the dealership you want to do business with again and again. So head to Jacksonville and see our friends out on TPY Drive, Guatney Chevrolet, driving trust every mile.
Welcome back to The Zone, our final hour. Talking during the break, we were comparing notes, how old we are. Mark told me what year he graduated from Hall High School, and I said, how come you didn't get Leslie O'Neill?
You know,
y'all may have been in there together.
Well,
were close.
But you know, I remember seeing him out.
Now, he's quite a bit younger than you.
Seeing him out playing golf. I mean, you know, after he retired, he came back to Little Rock.
Can't believe you, a fellow warrior, Alan.
You know who I kept thinking?
You didn't get it.
You know who I kept thinking about? Yeah. One of the greatest warriors ever to play football was Leotis Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Leotis played for the Green Bay Packers, lineman, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Leotis. That's who I kept thinking about. I knew he wasn't a D-back or a linebacker.
All right. Let's talk to Zach Gillum and get find out what's going on over at Oaklawn Hot Springs.
Now it's time to look at the odds on the biggest sporting events of the weekend. It's Better Bets with Oaklawn's Vice President of Racing and Wagering, Zach Gillum. Oaklawn Sports, Arkansas's best sports betting app.
Zach, how are you doing on a beautiful Thursday afternoon? A far cry from the mess we had yesterday. What's going on, man?
Yeah, doing wonderful. How are you guys today?
We are having a good time filling in for Justin Acree. Probably not having as good a time as he is. He's probably 2 or 3 margaritas deep by this hour, I would think. Or he should be. Zach, we are doing well. Zach, we got Razorback softball here, like within, I mean, if it goes off as planned, within the next 30, 45 minutes. You got anything on the board there?
No, nothing on softball. That one's one we can check back on and see, you know, as they get further, maybe when they get in the main tournament, you'll see it. But softball's rarely offered in the betting world.
Gotcha. Well, what about baseball? We got a 3-game homestand against Oklahoma. Razorbacks up on the hill this weekend. What's that looking like?
Yeah, so baseball, that will post the day of, but keep your eye out. That game will be on the board. That will be available once we get to the day of the game.
All right, I am 0-2, and I'm going to blame Todd Pierce for that.
I'll take the L for that. I will take the L.
Well, Zach, I know something that's for sure on the board, NBA. What are we looking at there?
4 games going, 2 tonight, 2 tomorrow. Right now, the Pistons, a 3.5-point favorite over the Cavs. They lead that series 1-0. And then late tonight, you have the Lakers and the Thunder. Thunder, an overwhelming favorite. I mean, they've been your favorite to win the championship since last year before they had won the championship. So -15.5, they're a heavy favorite here taking on the Lakers. And then tomorrow night you have 2 great matchups as well. The Knicks leading 2-0 in their series against the 76ers. And they're a slight dog on the road. So 76ers -1.5. And then the late game on Friday night and the Spurs and the Timberwolves. Right now that series tied up 1 apiece. Spurs a 4.5-point favorite in game 3.
Okay, I got to try to redeem myself a little bit. I know you don't have game odds for Arkansas, Oklahoma until tomorrow. What about the prospects of them? I guess you're doing futures on them making the World Series, right?
Yes, you can get futures on those. So College World Series, right now the Razorbacks 45-1. And if you're looking for those Little Rock Trojans, 225-1.
Okay. Okay, Trojans are having a nice season as well, so they, they'll make some damage in the postseason again if they get there. LSU doesn't want to see them, but yeah.
Well, and sticking with that Arkansas theme, basketball odds for next year on the board if you're looking for that, Arkansas 18-1, and then football, you have 3 games that are available as well as some future markets, so win total right now at 4.5, and then you have whether or not they'll win the championship. That's obviously pretty long odds there. SEC, similar. To make the college football playoff, you're getting 60-1. And then those 3 games you have posted, they open it up as a heavy favorite against North Alabama. Right now, -40.5. And against Utah on the road, they are a dog, a little more than a touchdown, 7.5 points. And then back at home against Georgia, almost a 2-touchdown underdog. Georgia right now -13.5.
That Utah's an interesting line.
That is an interesting line.
And 4.5 is the over and under on wins at this point, Zach?
Yeah, that is the regular season win total, 4.5. You're getting +136 on that over. Most of the action at this point coming on the under, -168.
Here's what I want to ask Zach. Zach, this is Coach Kelly. Are you playing the over or the under?
that's a good question. Every season it's amazing how accurate or how close they are. I think we've had 1 or 2 years where they were off on this, but you know, I'm the older I get, the more of a optimist I am, and you know, I'd be leaning towards that over. I'm also someone that typically is looking for plus money, so you know, if I really like the under, I don't know that -168 would stand out to me. However, a winning ticket is a winning ticket.
That is indeed the case. All right, Zach, before we finish things up here, we were talking earlier, and I know that you probably no odds yet, but talking about the Triple Crown and the Kentucky Derby winner not being in the Preakness and a kind of trend toward that. We chopped it up about whether they should change the dates of the Preakness and the Belmont to account for sort of a evolution in the sport, but How will that affect the lines going into the Preakness when the Kentucky Derby winner is not going to participate?
Yeah, it'll definitely change things up. I mean, there'll be somebody that stands out on paper, whether it was a horse that maybe didn't quite get in the Derby but started coming on late in the season, or somebody that ran in the Derby and ran, you know, a knock-up race, maybe had an excuse for what they where they finished. My opinion that you know, if you go back and look at the history of the Triple Crown, those dates have moved around. People like to believe that they've always been set in stone and always been exactly what they are today, and that's not the case. I would also say that, you know, we got a little spoiled. We went, what was it, almost 40 years without a Triple Crown winner, and then we had two in the span of about 5 years. So we started thinking, oh, this is easy. Oh, anybody can do this. You know, it's not just about being the best horse. It's also being able to turn around and run it in that short amount of time.
Yeah, that's what Coach Kelly said.
I'm kind of both sides. Honestly, I wouldn't get too upset if they went either way with it. Those are things I don't get too tied up in. I focus on who's going to run in the race. And if somebody wants to skip to run for the Belmont, like they did last year with Sovereignty, or this year they're going to do with the winner from the Derby, I'm not going to knock them at their horse. And you know, best wishes to them.
All right. Good stuff, Zach. As always, we thank you, and we will talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great weekend.
That's Zach Gillum from Oaklawn Sports. And let's see, we've got a little bit of time here. Okay. So I want to go back to something we talked about earlier, and yesterday's question of the day was, if you weren't tuned in, we asked if there was a sport, if they paid you $50,000 to sit in one place and watch it for essentially 6 weeks, 100 games, what sport would that be? And Todd, our football was the runaway winner. Basketball.
Football was the runaway winner. Then basketball, baseball.
And other. Other was 5%. Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm just not sure I could do it, no matter what the sport is.
I'm with you. I don't think that I could sit for that. Number one, you know I can't sit for that long.
I'm going to go ahead and answer for you, Mark. Yeah. There's no way you could do it.
No, there's no way.
Do we get to exercise?
That's what I'm wondering.
If it's a living room in a cube, so I've got a floor in front of me where I can do push-ups and do some other stuff, I could do it easy. When y'all are saying y'all can't do it, I'm like, wait, no. Let me take that. If it's all of them are during the playoffs, like they're saying the World Cup.
Right.
If it's all during the playoffs,
you're in. Huh?
Oh God, yeah, easy in.
I don't think it's one of these situations where you know you have to live in the cube. I think you just have to be there like at all times that games are playing.
If there's any of these people listening, I'll live in the thing for 52. Whatever.
Coach, it's like putting your hands on the car. And see who wins the car.
Exactly.
I can't do that.
Or radio host living on a billboard for X amount of time.
Right. Yeah, which we've seen.
Or on an island out in the Arkansas River.
I might not do that. Yeah, I started to say, there's a lot of things I'd do for money.
Yeah.
Maybe the island in the Arkansas River might not be. I'd do the billboard thing.
Depends on the time of year. You're either going to freeze to death or you're going to get carried off by bugs. All right. Moving on, I'm just not sure like I said earlier in the show, if you had beer, you know, if you could bring some friends over to watch, you know, I would want the experience to be like watching a game at home, and I'm just not sure if they're paying you to do this, if they're going to allow
it. It's not going to be like that, but I'm thinking, it's in New York, right?
Right, Times Square.
Yeah, think about the pizza you're going to get, the kind of food you're going to get. I mean, I'm just looking at the positives.
I sit here in this cube we're sitting in, and we ain't got food or nothing in here.
Well, we did have some chocolate chip cookies from Moose's wife. Yeah, they were fantastic.
It may just be that I don't have enough money, so that's a lot of money for me.
Yeah, $50,000 sounds great.
That's incentive for sure.
It almost seems like they're doing the glass because they, you know how some of the, like the Today Show or TRL and MTV back in the day, where they would have people stand. I think that's what they're going for. Is like, yeah, you may be by yourself, but there are going to be people around you, like kind of it's an attraction. I mean, it's Fox selling their streaming service is what it is.
I wonder if when I retire, I can make that a living. Go to New York, buy me a cube. Hey, who will sponsor me to put me in the cube?
You'd be like Houdini, and right at the end, you'd get an appendix attack, and it'd take you out. That's what happened to Houdini. Took him out.
Here's my question, though. If they're going to put you in the cube, do they post a sign that says, please do not feed the animals?
Please do not feed the animals.
I just wouldn't want them to tap the glass. They could feed me. I just don't want them to tap the glass.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're sitting there, it's just knock, knock, knock. You're like, come on.
I just couldn't do it. Not me.
All right. We got to take one more break. It's something we do have to do, not sitting in a cube. We have to sit in this studio for a little bit longer. Yep. It's been a lot of fun, though. We'll have What's on Tap after this, and I think, hopefully, we'll have time to get to, I want to pick Coach Kelly's brain about some very, very, very preseason projections for some college football award winners next year. Stick around. Last segment of The Zone coming up. Little runaway.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making BetSaracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, BetSaracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
BetSaracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with BetSaracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com, presented on The Zone by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore, you recover.
Razorback Hamper Sales in Hot Springs is having a huge inventory liquidation sale. All in-stock travel trailers and fifth wheels are being offered at drastically reduced prices. These are the best deals of the year. One of the many great deals is a 26-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $21,997 or $235 a month. Now is the time to buy. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
It's Justin Acri for Oaklawn. The live racing season has come to an end, but there is plenty to do at Oaklawn down in Hot Springs. It is Arkansas's only casino resort, and if you want to have some fun down there this summer, we've got plenty of options. Sawyer Brown coming up on July 17th. Book your tickets at Oaklawn.com. You can also reserve a spot at one of their great local restaurants, the Bugler, the Oak Room, and they've got great casual dining options as well. And Pop's Lounge will be rocking all through the summer as well. You've got great casual dining options like Silk's Bar and Grill, and the best wings in Hot Springs at the Mainline Sports Bar. Oaklawn's got dining options for everyone. If you've never stayed at Oaklawn, that's another great getaway for the summertime. Oaklawn.com, you can book your room there. Spectacular views from the rooms, and you've also got a great pool area. It's all the fun you need under one roof. Oaklawn's a great summer getaway. Even when the racing comes to an end, it is a fantastic place to play in the smoke-free casino. You've got over 1,500 slots, live table games, blackjack, roulette, craps, and a whole lot more. It's a great place to see and be seen. It's a great place to have a lot of fun. It's a great place to get away for the summertime. And again, there's more information at Oaklawn.com.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. John M. Perkins grew up in Mississippi, a black man coming up under the Jim Crow rules. He was emotionally overwhelmed seeing his four-year-old son smiling beatifically as he sang about Jesus' love for the children of the world, and he started accompanying him to church. It was a revelation to see blacks and whites worshiping together, and from that moment, Perkins worked to lift people out of poverty and share with them the Word of God. As he recently passed away at the age of 95, many the world over paused to acknowledge a life well lived. As a coffee nut, I absolutely love Double B's Coffee. A state-of-the-art, innovative process brings you a piping hot of Renoco goodness. You pick the bean, you pick the grind, and you pick what the finished product is. Double B's, where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
Arkansas's Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together. Let's drive.
It's Justin Anchory for LeVar Law. For 30 years, Alan LeVar and his team have been helping injury victims across Arkansas. So when you hear their catchphrase, hurt in a car, call LeVar, it means a lot. You talk to real lawyers who know the state of Arkansas. It's not some national call center from out of state. They deal with the insurance companies so you don't have to. And if you can't come to them, they will come to you. The great thing about LeVar Law is your consultation is always free, it's always confidential, and there's no fee unless they win. When you call LeVar Law, you automatically get a lawyer who's on your side, someone who understands the laws, the courts, and the communities across the natural state. At LeVar Law, you're treated like a person, not a case number. So, If you're hurt in a car, call LeVar. That's what it's all about. Arkansas is strong for 30 years, and they're ready when you need them. LeVar Law Injury and Accident Lawyers. They're Arkansas built. They're Arkansas trusted.
Welcome back. Our last segment of Thursday's iteration of the Acree Free Zone. And again, I say that with a lot of love, Justin. Looking forward to, I hope he's having a great time. It has been a blast hosting this show. Appreciate Mark Hedrick and Kevin Kelly for being here. Corey West, a little earlier, our professional puller, talking about a big event coming to the State House Convention Center in June. Todd Pierce on the board. Todd, you make it easy on a guy. Thank you so much, my friend.
Oh, anytime. It's always a pleasure.
All right, wrapping things up, we're going to go to a little bit of college football. And, Coach, how do you want to do this? Here's the deal. ESPN has gotten their writers together, and I don't know how they actually compiled this, but they've come up with a list of projections for, you know, the major awards, Biletnikoff, Butkus, Heisman, and all that stuff, for the top 25 teams. And so you want to do, like, SEC teams or top 10?
I think we've got people that like SEC, but they like all over. They like popular names. I said, like, let's call them off and let's just say stupid or possible.
Okay. I like it. I think this one's going to be a no-brainer. Ohio State, wide receiver Jeremiah Smith for the Biletnikoff Award.
Yeah, that's probable.
Probable.
He's probably a minus 300.
We should have asked Zach Gillum if we could get any, if they had any futures on some of these awards.
Now, that, you know, let just be said, to get that, they still got to throw it effectively and probably win some games. I mean, you know, it takes a lot besides just him being the best receiver in college.
It takes a line. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Look, we got a lot of things got to happen, right?
Yeah.
You know, for these to come to fruition.
The key is injury. I mean,
he gets injured, he's out.
Yeah, I mean, done.
So Todd just reminded me we got Watts on tap. So, Todd, I'll get through this and save some time to do that before we wrap things up. Is that cool?
No problem.
Cool.
I shook up about Watts on tap.
Oregon Ducks, Dante Moore, quarterback for the Heisman.
Yeah, because they're going to be good, and their offense is going to be good, and their defense is going to be good.
All right. Georgia Bulldogs, Gunnar Stockton for the Heisman.
No, I think that's just because I think he has... He should have very long odds. I just think there's no way.
Seventh in the Heisman voting last year.
Yeah.
All right.
I just don't think there's any way.
Notre Dame, cornerback Leonard Moore for the Jim Thorpe Award.
That'd be my pick.
Okay. Texas, Arch Manning for the Heisman.
Not happening.
I think I'm with you on that.
Not happening, but he probably will be the first pick as a quarterback.
Okay. All right. Indiana, offensive tackle Carter Smith for the Outland Trophy. Best interior lineman.
Probably so. That's a good pick.
I like this one, too. Miami, number 7, wide receiver Malachi Toney for the Biletnikoff Award. Now,
stupid pick.
He's such an exciting player to watch,
man.
He is,
but they're going to have a new quarterback in, there's a lot that has to go right. Jeremiah Smith is the overwhelming favorite.
Cam Coleman.
But
Westmore in here, saying Tim Coleman is your... Yeah.
Cam Coleman.
Cam Coleman. Now, he's a stud at Auburn.
He is.
And he transferred, went to Texas, and now he's going to be with Arch.
Yeah.
He's going to have every opportunity to make a bigger name for himself. But, man, as a freshman and a sophomore at Auburn, he was the one against Arkansas that made that incredible, like, one-handed catch. And you're like, how in the world? But this dude, he was featured on that the SEC Netflix special where they went behind the scenes with all the SEC teams. Well, he was one of the guys they featured for Auburn, and so that's how I got to know him. And then I went back and was watching. I was like, oh, yeah, that's that dude. He's a dude. And
so
I think
you
he's
think
gonna
he'll
blow
beat
up
out,
at Texas.
You think he'll beat out? Yep. Do you think he'll beat out Jeremiah Smith?
No.
Oh. All right. Much ado about, in the end, possibly nothing.
Let's find out what's on tap before we check in with Wes and see what they got going after the zone today.
What's on Tap, highlighting the biggest sporting events each day, is brought to you by Flyway Brewing. With locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
Yes, follow the migration. What's on tap today? The first thing we got minutes away, although it may be delayed because it's the SEC softball tournament. Razorbacks versus Alabama at 1 p.m. 6 o'clock tonight, we've got the Cavs and the Pistons on Amazon Prime Video. Travelers versus Tulsa, 6:20 p.m. on Buzz 2. Speaking of beer and Flyway, Tap Time presented by Fermentable tonight at 7 p.m. on the Buzz. We got the Travelers versus Tulsa, 6:20 on Buzz 2. Carolina takes a 2-0 series lead into Philly at 7 p.m. On TNT, True TV, and HBO Max in your NHL action tonight. And Lakers versus Thunder, 8:30 p.m., the late game NBA, again on Amazon Prime Video. And that is What's on Tap. What's on tap for your show today, Wes?
Well, I was going to talk a lot about Arkansas and Alabama, but that game has been delayed because the Florida game just finished up. That was another high-scoring game for the second day in a row right before Arkansas, so that'll push back their start time.
Well, if Arkansas can clean it up and have it done by 3 o'clock like they did yesterday, they'll be in good shape.
How about that? Let's see. Once again, 125, just like yesterday. It will start at 125 today. Coming up on our show, we got Chris Turnage, NFL agent. He's going to join us to talk about the NFL draft, some of the stories from the draft, and also his stories of being an umpire. We got on it the other day about how tough it is these days to be an official or an umpire, and Chris was learning. He's like, I got some stories for you.
I did it for 2 years. I'll never do it again.
That's how we got on the problem. It is a tough job, and now that with the etiquette in the stands has become worse and worse over the years, all of our really good officials are retiring from high school sports, and there's a big need for officials because nobody wants to do it. Because you don't get paid a lot. It's for fun, but it's not fun anymore when people are constantly berating you from the stands or maybe attacking you. We've seen across the country.
I think that's the word for it a lot of times, yeah.
Anyway, Chris Turnage at 1:30. Richard Davenport, a recruiting update at 2:10. Arkansas's got a big man coming into campus this week. He is not the solution. He's not the answer, but he is a big man that maybe can help somewhere down the line. And at 2:30, Andrew Hutchinson, he had a story out, kind of the latest on the Arkansas tennis drama. They were supposed to meet with Hunter Yurcheck today. That meeting has been pushed back to Monday, but they raised over $5 million in a couple of days.
All right, Wes. Sounds like a great show. Hey, man, it has been a lot of fun. Mark Hedrick, Kevin Kelly, Todd Pierce, thank you for making it easy on me. Christian Weaver takes the tiller tomorrow in the zone. So long, everybody.
Looking for burgers, barbecue, beer, bourbon, ball games, and brunch? Look no further than Ouachita Bar & Grill, 915 Central Avenue in beautiful downtown Hot Springs. Ouachita Bar & Grill, family and pet friendly, with indoor and outdoor seating available. Bingo Bango Brunch, served on Sundays from 11 till 3, with live music Thursday through Saturday. Take a look on Facebook to see what events they've got going on this week, and join the fun at Ouachita Bar & Grill.